It's an area of New York State and Canada known as the Thousand Islands region, a place that draws thousands of visitors each year. For about a century now, Ron's family has been showing people the place and telling them all about it. That story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ron Thompson's grandfather began a sightseeing boat tour company in Alexandria Bay, New York, in the 1920s. The boats have changed much over the years.
Whereas my grandfather's boats, as far as sightseeing goes, were top-notch. There's like two people on one side, two people on the other. The boats that we have now are custom-built, offer the amenities that people have come to expect.
Ron's grandfather had one deckhand that handled the tour announcements and walked down the aisle with a crate of pop and chips to sell. Today, the boats are larger and offer much more for passengers, but still provide a wonderful tour.
The boat tour business that we are in is one of the most equal opportunity businesses there are because the islands are out there. Anyone can go out and see them. It's how you present the islands and the facilities that you have.
Ron's boats tour the area known as the Thousand Islands region of New York and Canada.
It's critical that the guide on your boat is well-versed in the history of the area, and it's really the same narrative that my grandfather's captains and deckhands announcers did way back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
This is a beautiful area set amidst a vital waterway.
The St. Lawrence River, where the Thousand Islands are located, the water from all five Great Lakes goes right through where we are. We are literally 100 yards from the St. Lawrence Seaway. The Seaway was put in 1960. Ships from Europe and all over the world can enter the Seaway down by Montreal, Quebec.
Ron's knowledge of the area spans a lifetime, and the stories he shares are fascinating pieces of the past and present here. More next time as we travel the countryside in Alexandria Bay, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.